noisemakers for tonight's performance. Please welcome the producer of tonight's show, City Winery founder, Michael Dorf.
Good evening. Tonight is the second night of our annual tribute series, now in the 13th year, honoring the great singer-songwriters of our time. Back in October of last year, we worked on this tribute and getting one of the great living musical icons. Now as a fan first, producer second, I was very excited to think that I was going to actually meet and have a chance to meet David Bowie. Meet the man who wrote Space Oddity, his first hit in 1969. For five decades, David's career significantly impacted popular music all the way to his unexpected death on January 10th, just 2 days after the release of his final album, Black Star, and within a few hours of us going on sale for tickets last night at Carnegie Hall. Needless to say, the shock and subsequent outpouring of love and desire to celebrate and honor David's incredible body of work has been unprecedented. Thanks to Tony Visconti, his longtime musical collaborator, and our house band leader tonight, who quickly agreed that we should add a second show to accommodate all the demand, and lucky for us, to find Radio City Music Hall available tonight. It's sold out in minutes. So thanks to all of you, between last night and tonight, we've been able to raise over $300,000 net for charities helping music education for underserved kids. These charities include Young Audiences New York and their Fix and Instruments program, Church Street School of Music, Midorian Friends, the Center for Arts Education, Grammys in the School, DiArtio Foundation, the Orchestra Now, Little Kids Rock, and Sonic Arts for All, a new organization. As well, the outpouring of interest from the artistic community was a testament to the importance of David's work in so many of our lives. We have an amazing lineup tonight, which is going to get introduced by our friend, as always, Rita Houston from WFMV on the side of stage. Thank you very much to the team here at Radio City, the army and staff of people from City Winery, led by Ed and Shlomo, Hannah and Britt, and so many others. Tonight, we remember David Bowie the best way we know how, celebrating his music. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Tonight, we start the show off with a bang. Anyone's list of the most powerful pipes in rock is guaranteed to include our next artist. Also a songwriter for a little outfit you might have heard of called Heart. Tonight she focuses her power on an emotional going pace, taking a break from both touring with her sister and also singing solo, which she calls a real deep, easy bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ann Wilson.
Thank you.
that goes way back to the start with David Bowie. Drummer Woody Woodmansey, the last surviving star of Mars, together with bass player slash rock member producer Tom Visconti, spent the last few years touring the Madness of the World album. It's Holy Holy. They're joined by guitarist James Stevenson, keyboardist Baron Scott, and Terry Edwards on sax. And tonight, to bring us Rick of the Circle, the opening track from their favorite album, please welcome Glenn Gregory on vocals. This is Holy Holy.
is that
Jessica?
Okay.
It's the Mercedes Bar Night.
Yeah.
David Bowie's covers album Pinups ruled the UK album charts in 1973, and our next performer was a four-year-old kid living in LA. The biggest hit from that album was the Langwood McCoy's ballad, Sorrow. Here to wrap his unmistakable voice around it is a songwriter and singer who's recorded tunes by John Lennon and Van Morrison to add to his fine solo work and Wallflowers catalog. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jacob Dylan. Next, we pull a song from the next day, and it's a doozy. Tony Visconti himself has said that If You Can See Me has wide, beautiful, crunchy jazz chords with time signatures that Dave Brubeck would be proud of. Well, thank goodness we have a musician here who can tackle that and more, the bold and accomplished Esperanza Spalding.
Thank you.
creation we get to hear tonight has lyrics from the mouth of an alien and guitar licks from the hands of an unhinged genius, while somehow remaining beautiful. The artist who embraced the beauty of this tune is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter whose songs have grabbed millions of online fans. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, doing Moon Age Daydream, Ron Hope.
Keep your electric. Story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things that they could see. Tropical whale of a line like they hope it was. Nautical men of tomorrow had their feet in the wallow. Their heads were short and nicely shown in how they gave their position with saccharine and trust. The world was asleep to our late first. So he could scream and still relax, unbelievable. He still frightened all the small children away. And on top of his old industrial flow, off the veins and lows, midnight at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. Silent book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was striking down for the moon boys, the beautiful brothers, with our back to the arch. And the devil may be there, but he can't sing about the hell. Oh, we won't go beat the traitors. We were so turned on, thought we were figure. Dresses hung the tickets upon the fact the master proved the facts melted down and woven on the edge of my habitat. My brother lays upon the rocks. It could be day, it could be night, it could be you. This chameleon, comedian, Corinthian, and caricature. Shoot a pie in the sky.
See if I wanted to sign with them, and then I got in a car crash, and I decided maybe I shouldn't sign with him after that. But I kind of rewrote Quicksand, you know, about my experience.
Oh,
strung out and headed high. I hope you can hear this. Our next artist is called Ashes to Ashes, an audacious piece of writing. And we can think of no one better to do it justice, fresh from his solo TV debut on Jimmy Fallon. Please welcome artist, producer, and voice of R.E.M., Michael Stipe.
Pictures of trap girls and synthesis. I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. I'm hoping to care, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ashes, fuck to funky. We know the major Tom's a junkie. Strung out in heaven's high, hidden in all time low. Stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend.
Hope you're happy too.
One flash of light, but no smoking pistol.
Done good things.
junkie, strung up in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low.
The funkiest thing from out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They're celebrating live shows, complete with, as you can see, puppets, costumes, balloons, and oversized props. It'll be a modern tribute to glam rock, and some of their recent shows include 40-minute sets of bone material. Tonight, they narrow it down to one deep cut from Honky Dory that has become one of Bowie's most lasting gems. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Flaming Lips.
It's a problem.
their dynamic range, quite sordid material, imagination, and guitar playing.
And said, once we're not the only ones, I guess.
Just like them. Lucky for us, they are back on stage tonight. Cover Bowie, covering their own song. Here are the Pixies.
Sitting here wishing I was cement floor, wishing that I had just something you wore.
We'll be right back.
I put it on when I go lonely.
Take your time.
Will you take off your dress and sing it to me?
Sorry.
I miss your kisses.
Tonight, as we peel back the layers of a complex human being and his rich catalog of work, it's hard not to draw comparisons to artists who are cut from similar cloth. Our next performer is such a man, an artist of many stripes, a true seeker and explorer. Here tonight to plumb the depths and dualities of the man who sold the world, please welcome Joseph Arthur.
Check, 1, 2. Sorry about that. On the stairs, his vodka wasn't red. Although I was in bed, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died all alone, a long, long time ago. Oh no, not me, I never lost control. Your face to face with an airy soul.
Oh no!
Shows, he invited Tim and the band to join his band nightly in performing this next number. He was a staunch supporter of the Pretty Pollies, as he affectionately called them. Here is the Polyphonic Spree, with a fitting tribute to both David Bowie and New York City, the city he loved, for both albums Trove and Eden. This is Slip Away.
for another day. Drags his bones to see the yay. His friend owns boy and flickers gray. Only slip away. We'll be right back.
Recorded 6 songs with classical instruments in 2 weeks. Joined tonight by America's most famous string players, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jared Bischoff, Amanda Palmer, Anna Calvi, and the Kronos Quartet, the Black Star.
Jarek and I, this amazing man here in the sun god Leipzig, decided right when, a few days after we found out that the great man had passed, we put together a string quartet tribute. We were very scared to include one of the new songs, but we did. And we were really, really lucky that we put Kronos Quartet.
On the day of execution, only women kneel and smile. Oh, 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 oh.
somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a black star, I'm a black star. How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie and spend talking tall? He trod on sacred ground, he cried loud into the crowd, I'm a black star. I'm a black star, I'm not a gangster, I can't answer why, I'm a black star, just go with me, I'm a film star, I'm gonna take you home, I'm a black star, take your passport and shoes, I'm not a pop star, and your sedatives, boo. I'm a black star. You're a flash in the pan. I'm a model star. I'm the great I am. I'm a black star. Way up, oh honey, I've got game. I see right, so white, so open heart is plain. I want eagles in my daydreams, diamonds in my eyes. I'm a black star, I'm a black star. Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose with Nita and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried. I'm a black star, I'm a star star. I'm a black star.
I can't answer why.
I'm not a black star.
But I can tell you how.
I'm not a flat star.
We were born upside down.
I'm a star star.
Born the wrong way round.
I'm not a white star.
I'm a black star. I'm not a gangster, I'm a black star, I'm a black star. I'm not a poor star, I'm not a wandering star. I'm a black star, I'm a black star.
Thank you.
never seen this next band live, I'll warn you that the only thing that'll stick with you more than their musical chops are the sheer joyous guts that they bring to the stage. Three albums and some far-ranging tours have won them millions of fans, including me. Tonight they pay tribute to a Bowie Gospel Soul tribute with the Ron Davies tune, It Ain't Easy. Please welcome Mumford & Sons.
square. So many miles to say. Who's it just come over? We had 5 years left to cry in. Who's got whipped and told us? I was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. And I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw cars, guitars, electric lines and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, had no room to spare. Had to cram so many things in there. So many things, and all the fat, skinny people, and all the tall, short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. Never thought I'd meet so many people.
She's written and performed songs of every style and stripe and put her unique stamp on covers from Low Spark of High Heel Boys to Rebel Rebel. Her latest album, The Other Side of Desire, was recorded and rooted in her new adopted hometown of New Orleans. Here to perform a Bowie glam anthem, please welcome Ricky Lee Jones.
So what an amazing convoluted honor it is to perform for Music Cares, the thing that brought everybody together to honor David Bowie's music career. So this is a sing-along, you'll know it. Billy rapped all night about his suicide, how he'd kick it in the head when he was 25. At speed jive, nobody wants to be alive when you're 25. Wendy steals her clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots for picking the stars off his face. This TV man is crazy, he said we're juvenile delinquent wrecks. But I don't need a TV, cause I got T-Rex.
Smashing barriers between music and visual arts, between fame and activism. A day's work is splintering every social convention, and they've sprouted subcultures in their sleep. Who better to have with us tonight than rock pioneer and glam rebel, Perry Farrell?
Yeah.
Iggy Pop and David Bowie took the young New York New Wave band out on tour.
There we go.
As our next singer is dead, the rest is history.
Blondie.
40 million albums and one Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction later, they are still ambassadors of everything that makes New York cool. Here tonight to bring us Bowie's Ball of Heroes and Melody, Heroes, give it up for Blondie.
Just for one day.
To close out the night, folks, we are in for a treat. Choir, 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 led by Nobu Edelman and Davin Goldman, posted a public tribute video with over 500 performers that already broke the internet. And now, we all get to sing along with some special friends from the New York City Youth Chorus. Let's all join in here with Choir, Choir, Choir.
Thank you so much. We're so honored to be here. And right now, we're going to create a spectacle. And you guys are involved in that spectacle. All right, so what's going to happen? We started the night with Ann Wilson and Holy Holy singing Space Oddity. And we're going to sing Space Oddity one more time, because I can tell that you guys wanted to sing lead a little bit louder. Is that right? Everyone get on your feet right now. Everybody. Get on your feet. And if you're at home watching right now, we want you to sing along as well. You're going to be the lead. Everybody up here is going to be the backup.
You brought all these singers here to back you up. All right, it's your chance.
Yes. It's your chance. You just
let's sing it for David Bowie. Okay? You know the words. Oh. Thank you.
so much. Thanks to everybody, all the performers tonight.